Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open with S&P futures down 0.65% a few minutes after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Bond yields continue to back up with the U.S. 10-year up 6 basis points at close to 1.54%. Similar moves seen across European benchmarks. The dollar is firmer, oil is extending recent gains. Gold is down and industrial metals are mixed. European indices have opened lower following a mixed session in Asia. Not much in the way of fresh leads as Evergrande, energy, inflation expectations, supply chains, and central banks and tapering remain in focus. The surge in energy costs continued with thermal coal futures soaring to a new record high in China. China's energy supply issues have forced its factories to curtail production. Numerous articles have looked at the impact of the energy crunch on an already strained global supply chain, and a number of economists have downgraded China growth forecasts on the back of the energy shortages. Evergrande is still a big focus in Asia, though markets in Europe and the U.S. are less sensitive to headlines after a number of leading banks played down direct exposure. The PBOC vowed to protect consumers from fallout, playing into thoughts it will act to prevent contagion, as it injected another 100 billion yuan in liquidity today. Moving to U.S. political news, the U.S. Senate failed to advance the measure to suspend the federal debt ceiling. This was largely expected as the near party line vote fell short of the 60 votes needed to push the bill ahead. In macro data overnight, in China, industrial profits rose 10.1% year-over-year in August, decelerating from 16.4% rise in the previous month. In Australia, August retail sales were down, but not as bad as feared. In Europe, consumer confidence figures from France and Germany were both better than expected. On the U.S. macro calendar today, wholesale inventories, FHFA House Price Index, Case-Shiller Home Price Index, and consumer confidence. In M&A news, sources tell the Wall Street Journal Merck is near a purchase of Acceleron Pharma and that a deal could be announced as soon as this week. This comes after Bloomberg reported post-close last Friday that Acceleron was in advanced talks to be acquired by a large pharmaceutical company for close to $180 a share in cash. On the activist front, and also from the Wall Street Journal, sources said that Starboard has a greater than 8% stake in Huntsman and plans to push for change at the company. And moving to earnings, North American earnings today will include IHS Markit and Synnex reporting before the open and Micron Technology reporting post-close. Asian equities finished mixed on Tuesday. Greater China stocks the only set of country indices in the black today as fears over a messy collapse of Evergrande receded. Shanghai and Hong Kong both were led higher by energy stocks. Australia's energy sector also outperformed, but the rest of the ASX saw a broad-based sell-off. Japan closed in the red on yen weakness. Semiconductors led Korea and Taiwan lower. The Hang Seng outperformed mainland China as property developers rallied following reassuring comments from Sunak, adding to energy stock outperformance. Evergrande remained in focus as headlines leaned positive, although the Shenzhen government announced it was investigating the company's wealth management arm. Aside from energy stocks, Asia's sell-off today was fairly broad-based, indicating a deeper drop in sentiment towards the region as the markets, excluding China, start to price in tighter Fed monetary policy. On the central bank front, Jinhua cited the PBOC's quarterly monetary policy meeting statement, highlighting the pledge that China will maintain healthy development of the real estate market and protect the rights and interests of consumers. The PBOC reiterated guidance, but also changed the wording in the statement to remove a reference to, quote, stable and consolidating growth, end quote, that it had used previously. There were no changes to FX policy. European equity markets have opened lower. Yields in Europe have keyed off the move in U.S. paper. The U.K. 10-year gilt yield is at its highest since March 2020 at around 1%, with Eurozone paper at levels last seen in early July. Yield said to be responding to the increasing likelihood of central banks moving towards policy normalization. Sell-side strategists are starting to worry that supply chain disruptions and associated inflation risk could dampen the growth outlook. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.